Greetings, Dallas Cowboys fans. This is Dave Halpern from bloggingtheboys.com, and I'm here with DC Fanatic. He's running the audio board today.
How you guys doing?
We're here to talk to Jay Ratliff, the starting nose tackle for the Dallas Cowboys, a Pro Bowler. The Rat, as he's affectionately known, is one of the Cowboys' top defenders. He's been a standout since he took over the nose tackle position after the injury to Jason Ferguson. So let's get right to it and talk to Jay.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me.
Good to talk to you today. So you guys just got out of the three-day mini camp. So what were your impressions of the camp? I guess obviously besides it being really hot out there from what we read.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what kind of practices were they? Was anything new or different?
There was nothing really that new. I mean, of course, we had new plays we had to adjust to and you know, kind of get to know their personalities and the way they play the game. But for the most part, everything's been the same. I mean, I think we're going to stick with the motto that we're going to do what we do and just, you know, play this game and hopefully come out on top. I mean, you know, everyone's just down to earth now. Everyone knows what we did wrong last year, and it's just time to move forward.
So what do you think some of the things from last year that you guys could improve on this year that, you know, that the team is talking about doing?
Just team chemistry. I think that was the thing that killed us last year. I don't think we were all on the same page as to, you know, what we need to do or where we wanted to go. I think this time, you know, we're all getting along. Everyone understands each other. Everyone respects each other. And I think we're on the right page.
Did you notice any of the new rookies or the new players out there? Did anybody make an impression on you while you're at the practices?
I was impressed by the whole rookie class on the whole. I mean, those guys came in, they had an attitude, they were just willing to work, they wanted to learn, they asked a lot of questions, everyone was like down to earth, there was no one who came in, you know, with this, you know, prima donna attitude or anything, like, not that we ever had that in the past or anything, but I mean, I think they were a good group of rookies. The one guy that stood out to me the most was, you know, Brandon Williams. I'm pretty sure he's getting a lot of publicity and it's well deserved, but the guy works hard. I mean, and he reminds you of a D-Ware. He comes in, you know, with a lot of speed, a lot of natural talent, and DeMarcus has actually been working with him, and once he gets his hands down, he's going to be amazing.
Oh, that's great to hear. So there's always talk about your size as a nose tackle. I mean, even though you're 300 pounds, sometimes that's considered undersized for a nose tackle in the 3-4 defenses. So, I mean, how often do you end up playing head up over the center to where you actually have to do like a two-gap thing? Are you almost always shaded to one gap, and so the size thing is kind of negated by that scheme and defense?
Well, not really.
Nope.
I mean, you're still taking on a lot of double teams and, you know, some kind of combination block. The size thing, I just rely on technique. That's what it's all about. You always hear about, you know, guys saying that this guy's underweight, you know, he's too small, but, you know, those guys always, you know, figure out a way to get it done, and it's no different with me. It's just, you know, playing technique and having a want to and a will to get it done.
So how much do you think do you end up, like, with a double team or a combination block during the game? I mean, is that most of the time, like 75% of plays that happens to you, or is there a percentage you could put on it?
I would say about 75-80%, you're going to get deuced.
Wow.
You're going to have some kind of combination block on you. So it's a lot of weight. It's a lot of wear and tear on you. But, I mean, I know that's part of the job, and you know, I'm ready to, you know, ready to just get it done.
So Dallas has moved on to basically their third weak side inside linebacker over the past few years. So what have you seen about Keith Brooking, and what have you noticed about him so far since his time over in Dallas?
Well, he has a great attitude. I mean, he comes in with a, I don't know, just like really just down to earth personality, like, you know, very approachable. You know, he's just like, you know, I want to learn his defense. I want to produce. I want to help the team. And you know, when you got a guy who's, you know, as decorated as he is, you know, coming with that personality, I mean, it does nothing but just, you know, humble you and make you even work that much harder. I mean, for a guy who's been in the league that long and still has, you know, an attitude like, you know, I want to get better and I want to grow, you know, and make this team get closer and you know, and actually win, you know what I mean? That's a guy you respect, and I think he's going to quickly become one of the leaders on this defense.
Okay, over the offseason, there's the fans. We've all been talking about the nose tackle position, but not necessarily about you. We're kind of wondering what's going to happen behind you. I mean, we don't have Tank Johnson anymore. There's some candidates for your replacement. You know, can you talk about those guys and what you think, you know, might be happening as your backup at nose tackle?
Well, I don't know exactly, you know, how that's going to go. Right now, I think Junior has come along, you know, very well. He's improved. He's a, you know, heavy guy. He's definitely a stronger guy. He's been playing, you know, great this whole offseason. I don't think, you know, he's really got enough credit for that. And then we, you know, we kind of tinkered with the idea of moving Spears in as well. And he done exactly what you expect from him. He's doing well. I mean, you know, playing his defense, you know, a few years. But I don't think, you know, that's going to be an issue because, you know, everyone in our whole room can play more than one position. So if we need to, you know, switch guys around to, you know, give other guys breathers or whatever the case may be, you know, we're able to do that.
Were they still working Marcus Spears at any plays over there during the recent mini camp, or is that basically from last year?
No. We actually worked some at mini camp as well. I mean, he did very well. I mean, you know, used his hand. You know, got great push, great rush, and he's a veteran. He knows how to play the game.
So Wade Phillips, he's now the official defensive coordinator as well as head coach. I mean, we kind of saw him slide into that position some at the end of last year. Now he's taking it over officially. Is there anything different about how he works with the team? I mean, do you see him end up spending a little bit more time with the defense, you know, going forward here, or is it pretty much the same pattern that you saw before?
There's a lot of similarities, you know, in this year and last year. The only thing is, you know, he's around the defense a little bit more, and you see him call the plays and signal, you know, the defenses that we're supposed to run, and I think we're attacking a lot more and bringing a lot of pressure. So, you know, and for me, that's fun. You know what I mean? Everyone's definitely motivated about that. So, it's been fun.
Yeah, I mean, we've heard, you know, from and seen from Wade Phillips' defense in the past that he really likes to attack. He likes to put that pressure on. So you think that's where it's going? You guys are going to, you know, do a little bit more of that this coming season?
I think so. I think we're going to try to keep teams on our toes, keep coming from every angle, every opportunity we get, and I think it's going to confuse a lot of teams. So I'm kind of excited about this year to see what happens.
You started out kind of as a defensive end for the Cowboys, mm-hmm. and then you got mm-hmm. you moved in there at when Jason Ferguson went down. So in your mind, are you like a nose tackle now? Is that what you want to play the rest of your career, or do you ever think you might want to go back out to defensive end?
I just want to play. I don't care where I'm at.
Right on.
I'm a linebacker. I started out as a defensive end, and I remember Bill Parcells just walking up to me and just like, hey, Jay, just watch the nose position. And I was like, okay. I mean, I never really took a rep, and I remember was playing Tennessee, and he was like, Ratliff, get in there. And I was going to just, you know, the 9-time Pro Bowl with Kevin Moore. I mean, you know, and that's how I started playing those. I mean, I never really took reps or anything like that. But, I mean, I learned from Jason Ferguson and Leroy Glover. Those guys really helped me a lot, you know, as far as reading formations, you know, different techniques. And, you know, I took something from each one of those guys.
So have you met Igor Shansky yet? Have you talked to him? I mean, he's your new line mate over there. Have any impressions of him so far?
Yeah, like I was saying before, you know, I think he'll fit right in. I mean, he's another guy. He's been in this defense for a while. He's comfortable with what's going on, and he can play, you know, anywhere across the board. I mean, he's certainly big enough to play nose, or end. So that's just adding more depth to our to the weapons we already have. So, you know, we're definitely happy to have them.
Okay. Well, you know, thanks for taking the time today, Jay, to talk to us. I mean, those were some really great answers, and, you know, we look forward to seeing you playing in the 2009 season.
All right. Thanks for having me.